Now, notice how it opens like this. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Now, friends, the kiss was in that day the pledge of peace, and it was a prayer and a token for peace. And after all, Solomon, his name means peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And he ruled in Jerusalem, the city of peace. And the Shulamite girl here, she's the daughter of peace. And so actually, what you have here is this very personal, close relationship that existed. And it's the Lord Jesus now able to communicate to his people, to the church today, and to communicate to you and me personally his message. And very frankly, there needs to be a return to the Word of God. Not just these Bible classes where you learn a few of the mechanics of it and all this gimmickry, and not even just the memorization of it, but that which brings us into a personal relationship with him where he communicates to us, where he speaks to us. Here, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. He's spoken peace to us, you see. And he alone can speak peace to the human heart today. Now, actually, back in the Old Testament, no one could have done that. Moses, he represents the law, and he spoke. And Aaron represents the priests. And David represents the kings. Moses, the law, and the prophets. But after all, Moses was slow of speech. That's what he said himself. And Isaiah the prophet, he said his lips were unclean. And Jeremiah said he couldn't speak because he's a child. And all the prophets are dumb. All are not really able to communicate as the Lord Jesus can communicate. Himself, of whom they speak, let him speak for himself, said Bernard, one who had drawn very close to Christ. Does Christ communicate to you today in his word? Does he say anything to you today? Oh, Christian friend, you and I need to come in where we can say, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. How very personal, how very wonderful this is. And actually, the one now that has heard his voice, and he said, you remember, let him that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And if you have the blood-tipped ear today, and you've heard him speak peace to you, peace through the blood of his cross, forgiveness of sins for you, and you've heard that, now you can take the next step. The one that's been reconciled now to God through the redemption that we have in Christ, he actually entreats the kiss of the solemn nuptial contract. This is that which seals the marriage vow. It's been my custom, I think it's the custom of all ministers, that after you performed a marriage ceremony and the fellow said, I will or I do, and sometimes they say, I wilt, but that's not nice to say that. But I remember that one preacher said, wilt you? And he said, I wilt. And some of them do that too. But when they both have said, I will or I do, then I always say, then lift the veil and give the marriage kiss. That seals the vow, you see. It's a solemn thing, actually. It seals the marriage covenant. And in redemption now, he not only gives us deliverance, but freedom. If the Son make you free, you shall be free indeed. But what kind of freedom? Freedom now to come to him and say, I present my body, a living sacrifice unto you. Therefore, not only freedom, but a dedication. And not only that, but brought into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior. What a lovely, beautiful thing this is that we have here. And let me say to you, are you a child of God? Then, my trembling soul, may I say to you, do you have a fear not to lay hold of his grace? He wants you to. We saw back in Ephesians, He's rich in mercy, and He is rich in grace. Oh, the riches of His grace and the riches of His glory. And He wants to share those with you. I don't know about you. I need His mercy. I need His grace. And that was His invitation. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll rest you. Do you know what it is to rest? A real rest. Not just one Sabbath day, but 7 days a week. To rest in Him and His finished redemption. Now He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And you're going to find rest now for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Now, this is being yoked up with Him. And when you're yoked up with Him, what a wonderful, glorious relationship is. And He is the one that carries the load for you. How beautiful, how lovely, how wonderful this is. And here we have Erskine's little statement. His mouth the joy of heaven reveals. His kisses from above are pardons, promises, and seals of everlasting love. And then he goes on to say here, for thy love is better than wine. Now, that was used in that day as the expression of the highest of the luxuries that this earth offered. It was a champagne dinner, and it meant that you had everything from soup to nuts. And here he speaks, therefore, of that which is the very highest, that which brings joy to your heart. And you'll recall that he made this statement through Paul. He says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And he's saying here, oh, that the Spirit of God might draw us closer to Him, you see, and give us that excitement, that exhilaration, oh, that ecstasy of belonging to Christ and of having fellowship with Him. Friends, am I talking to you about something that you and I together don't know very much about, do we? All of this childish stuff today. We play at church. We talk about we're dedicated Christians because we're busy as termites and are having about the same effect. Oh, to get to the place in whom, though now we see Him not yet believing, we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, what a wonderful picture this is of Him. And Habakkuk put it like this. He says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither fruit shall be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Oh, my friend, have we arrived to that? And no wonder He says here, thy love, it's better than wine. And I do not mean to be irreverent, but you want to get a kick out of life? This is the way to get a kick out of life. Wine is excess. You'll become an alcoholic. And it'll give you a lift, I grant. But why not let the Spirit of God come into your life? Now, this is the love of God for us today that's shed in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And that's the reason we need the Holy Spirit.